Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All things covered. Brian McFadden, Patrick Peterson got another outstanding show for you guys and girls. If you're a fan of outstanding running back play, even though they have been devalued, to say the least, in regards to compensation, this is the show for you. Chiefs Kingdom. All the Chiefs stand up. This is the show for you. And the same can be said for the Scarlet Knights. Our guest, a product of Rutgers, starting second year running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Most importantly, he's a Super Bowl champion. Isaiah Pacheco is his name. Scoring touchdowns is his game. He's joining us on behalf of Sleep Number, who is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, a longtime partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Currently, 80% of active roster NFL players benefit from the improved sleep performance on Sleep Number Smart Beds. More on Sleep Numbers in just a bit, but Isaiah, thank you for joining me. How you doing? How you feeling?
Wow, great intro. I love it. Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
Sounds sweet behind my name.
No question. No question. I am a Super Bowl champ as well, so I understand how difficult it is. Yes, sir. You see, I got the two sticky Lombardis, the miniature versions. I don't know if they still do that for you guys, but you got to go get you one as well and collect them like I was trying to do during my playing days. But yeah, Super Bowl champion, outstanding year for your team. And the same can be said for you as an individual, as a rookie. You scored in the Super Bowl victory and you set an all-time record for scrimmage yards by a rookie seventh round running back. So, Isaiah, how do you plan to top that in year two?
You know, this just coming in year two, eliminating the distractions and being able to focus on the job and different coach, different scheme, and coming in with the mindset of a winner. And then you can't get no better than that. And just looking at the leaders, Pat, Trav, those are the guys that enforces the leadership and the finish and the play of Coach Arabianemi not being here. You know, you hear more so from players now at practice, finish, more so than me. I still hear Coach EB somewhere in my head, finish, boy. So for me, like just having that mentality of being unsatisfied and willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Isaiah, fair or unfair? Some fans felt some type of way with you being the first guy to wear number 10, the former number, the number for the former Kansas City Chiefs player, Tyreek Hill. Was that fair or unfair with the fans feeling some type of way initially when you took over number 10?
I'll say it was fair because it was like, who's going to come in and take that number? Like, who,
exactly.
Like, literally, like, who's coming in here and taking that number? So for me, it was 10 or 34. My mindset was 10 because 10, I had my rookie season at Rutgers University, which led by my sophomore year, I got number one. So I had the mentality, I'm a freshman again. Everything's new to me. Let's go back to that 10. Let's build off of what I had there. And I look pretty good at it at RB.
Yeah.
Didn't really see too many 10s in the RB. So for me, it was bringing my own style to it.
I like the logic in determining which number you were going to side. It made sense. At what point do you believe you actually won the fan base over, though, for the Chiefs?
I would say when I went to one of my first signings in Kansas City, and there was a line wrapped around the Verizon building, and there was nothing but Chiefs jerseys all around there. And for me, it was like, wow, I'm pulling up first time actually like real signing, you know, to where it was a live signing where you have fans interacting, meet and greet. And that right there was a full blown experience for me and an eye opener. Like, hey, like I mean a lot to these people for them to come out here this morning and wait in line.
Yeah.
For hours early, you know, waking up out of their beds early. Somebody said they were out there from like 4 a.m. So I was like, wow, like they beat me there. And that's what true fans are. And for me,
no question,
as a player, those are the people that make me want to go a lot more harder when days that I'm a little bit more off.
No question. Shouts out to all the fans that have supported you during your rookie campaign, and that will continue to do the same thing in year two. I understand you're not in college anymore, but I want to take you back to class. I want to have a pop quiz with you, right? I want to test your draft memory, to say the least. Everyone who's gotten drafted at some point in time, they remember that draft vividly, and I remember my draft back in 2005. So, Isaiah, how many rookie running backs were drafted ahead of you in the 2022 draft?
I'll say 7.
Oh, is that your final answer, Isaiah?
It's either 7 or I didn't care, honestly.
Okay.
It was an opportunity.
All right. So 7 is wrong. 7 is wrong. But I'm about to get you fired up real quick. 7 is too low. There were 21 guys drafted ahead of you. 21.
See? Exactly.
21.
That's how you know I didn't care. I didn't care.
And with that being said, that's a little extra motivation, because there were 21 guys that other NFL teams felt that they were better than you, my guy. And guess what? They weren't in the end zone in Arizona doing a little Uzi dance at the touchdown celebration, by the way.
Yeah.
I haven't learned how to do the dance yet. So you might have to teach me. I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. All right. Next question for you. How many rookie running backs in 2022 rushed for more yards than you?
I don't think I'll say 1.
Okay, close. It's 3, right? Kenneth Walker, Tyler Aigier from Atlanta, Damian Pierce. But all three of those guys had at least 40 or more carries than you did. So they had more carries, and they were the only three guys to rush for more yards. When you look at your draft and seeing how long you had to wait, I just mentioned 21 running backs were drafted before you. Do you use that as a sense of motivation, or is that something that's just consistently in your rear view right now?
That's something that I use for motivation, but also that's something that I build off of, because I had that mindset to where it didn't matter which pick, what number, who went before me. It was the opportunity that I was worried about. Once I had the opportunity, it didn't matter what position. It was all whatever helps me and myself that allowed me to make the team. That's what job I was going to do. And that was my mindset of being able to come into place early and get on a 53-man roster. And doing that was special teams. That was my mindset.
No question. So clearly you've been a running back throughout the majority of your playing career, high school, college, and now in the National Football League. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, Isaiah, you can go back 10 years, right? Go back 10 or 15 years. Seeing just how much the running back position has been devalued in regards to compensation, would you consider to play a different position? Now seeing just the money difference and how hard it is for you guys at your position to get paid, rightfully so, would you play another position?
Oh yeah, you know, most definitely. You know, for me, growing up, I was an athlete, so I was getting recruited for all different positions. Notre Dame offered me as a corner, so I was getting pulled in different directions. Maryland wanted me for safety, so both sides of the ball I was able to play. But for me, I love scoring touchdowns and, you know, getting the rock handed off to you. It was a more of a soaking feeling than
Yeah.
Playing DB out there getting cooked. So
yeah, you know how I feel to be on that island, man. You probably see it daily. So regardless of what's going on with running back position, this is the position for you. Running back.
Yes. Running back.
Okay. And with that being said, what is your top five running back list of all time? Who is in your top five? All time. Either guys, you know, currently guys that you watched, you know, growing up. When you talk about the top five running backs that you've ever seen, this is your list. Who is in your top five?
My list. Growing up, I ain't watched football that much, but I know that I watched highlights. Mm-hmm. And Barry Sanders was on my highlights.
Mm-hmm.
AP was on my highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Thomason.
Three.
And then I'm going to get a little bit into this air. Saquon Barkley.
Ooh. Yeah.
Then.
Got one more.
Myself. I'm going to go with myself. I'm gonna put myself in that category. I've been looking forward to those guys and watching their play. So just learning from the best and just allow myself to be put in a position to be the best.
Okay. So let's build a perfect running back based on current players, though. Active running backs, current players. First category, size. We're building the perfect running back. Size, who would you go with?
That's a big boy, Derrick Henry. That's a big boy right there.
Derrick Henry. Speed, who you're going with?
Sam Pacheco.
I like
4.37. 4.37.
Yeah. We see it on Sundays, too. We see it on Sundays, all right? Agility.
Saquon.
Pass catching.
Alvin Kamara.
Oh, vision.
I'll say Eckler.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under the radar, but he's very, very instinctive when it comes to in between the lines and in between the tackle boxes. Mentality.
Say McCaffrey. McCaffrey goes about his business and
yeah,
the mentality that you would love to have.
Oh, man, this is a heck of a running back. Size of Derrick Henry, speed of Isaiah Pacheco, agility of Saquon, pass catching of Alvin, vision, Austin Ekeler, mentality, CMC. Great list, great list, great list. So if people haven't really been following you throughout the offseason, you had hand and shoulder surgery. How hurt were you during that Super Bowl run?
During that Super Bowl run, shoulder was a little dinged up throughout the season, which I got through it, but it was most importantly the wrist. AFC Championship injured the wrist, fractured it. So I only had 2 weeks to recover within the time to get into the championship game. And the Super Bowl game came up. Those 2 weeks allowed me to be the best version of myself. And with the training staff that we had, you know, they were on me day to day. And allow me to have a tight enough grip to hold the ball. And for me, my adrenaline took over the rest.
Nah, no question. No question. And that's the thing about the game of football. Your adrenaline is very, very important. That's sometimes the best medicine you can get in regards to the moments. And talking about that championship game, man, you guys found a way to battle, fight from behind against the Eagles, winning that championship for the Kansas City Chiefs and for Andy Reid. But something that I don't think you know, you realized at that time, but what did it mean to you when you found out that Andy Reid was intentionally trying to get you your first 100-yard game against the Chargers last year during the regular season?
I didn't know. For me, I was locked in, and I didn't know how many yards I had, but I know if I got the ball, I was going to run as hard as I can.
Yep.
And when I got to the locker room at the end of the game, you know, coach congratulated me with my first 100-yard game. And for me, my aunt was there. I haven't seen my aunt in about, how long, like 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first game I seen him at, and I invited him to, and I was excited to meet with him. But I left it all online, knowing that I had family in the stands and people that was counting on me there.
Yeah, yeah. And watching you last year, I'm a big-time fantasy player. I tried to draft you one of my drafts a week ago, and I kind of missed the ball. So I'm going to try to trade for you, seeing that, you know, you're back healthy and you're ready to rock and roll, and you're definitely going to get the opportunities, more so than what you saw at your rookie campaign. Last question for you before we transition to sleep number. Pat Mahomes, best quarterback in the game, no debate, nothing to talk about. best quarterback in the game, most popular player in the league, to say the least. He just had a documentary series released featuring him. Everyone has had opportunity to kind of see more about Pat Mahomes. But tell us something, Isaiah, that the public, we don't know about Pat Mahomes. Something that you probably learned just being around him. Maybe a funny moment, maybe something that was a great experience. But just kind of give us a little insight about Pat Mahomes that, you know, most of us don't know.
Yes. Most of y'all probably don't know that Pat's very superstitious. One of the rookie guys just parked in his spot. You know, now hold on. I'm sorry. He wasn't a rookie. One of the guys in my class, which is not a rookie anymore, should know, yeah. You know, this is Pat Mahomes parking spot. Pat's superstitious. Uh-huh. He's been parking in the same spot for I don't know how long. And I even know not to park in that spot. And I'm just getting there. So one of my buddies, my teammates, tried to get in this spot. And it was a bad day. But, you know, for me, just knowing that superstitious is very important.
So was Pat, like, angry? Was he feeling some type of way that someone was in his parking spot?
Oh, of course. When you're superstitious about things, you're going to be like, whoa, that's my spot. Like,
yeah.
It's been months and weeks since somebody parked in this spot.
Yeah. What was his reaction, Isaiah?
His reaction?
Yeah.
I don't even know his reaction. That's how bad it was.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But I know it was all love, though, but it was like, it was more of the other guys reacting more so for him than him himself. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Because they all knew, like, listen, you don't park there.
Yeah, like the guy was informing it more so. He didn't even have to say nothing. Like, yo, what are you doing? Like, no, that's a player-led team, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, question. Is it like a sign that says Pat Mahomes, or that's just a written, unwritten rule? You don't park in this spot. Like, is there a sign for, like, some of the new guys to know, hey, you don't park there, or just that's where everybody know?
Man, as soon as you're going to see that Rolls Royce truck over there or that Ferrari, one of them days. So you first seen, you know, there's not too many of those cars out there, man.
No question. No question.
So when you see them cars, you know somebody, that's my stuff, man. So Pat, you know which cars are his. And for me, I ain't parking in his spot. I'm going to be superstitious with my parking spot.
No question. Hey, it worked for Pat. It should work for all you guys. They park in the same spot. After the week one, you guys win a ball game. Parking in the same spot. Everybody. No question. So, Isaiah, let's transition to something that's extremely important to all of us. Sleep, right? Coming off his rookie season, Isaiah knew the importance of needing a competitive edge. Thanks to Sleep Number, he's able to experience the power of a game-changing sleep to get the rest and recovery he needs to be on his A game. So tell us a little bit about your Sleep Number experience and how important has it been for you to get the proper amount of rest nightly?
You know, so Sleep Number has been very important to me. Dealing with surgeries, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs has provided those smart sleep pillows and the smart beds. So for me, I took advantage of the Sleep Number pillows because due to my shoulder injury, I was very uncomfortable within the position I was laying in. So one of those smart pillows that I had was using, put it under my shoulder, and it allowed me to get a little bit more quality, more sleep compared to when I was in bed and I was on the recliner. So that pillow played a huge role in my sleep, knowing that I had to wake up and be able to shower in the morning.
And I can tell you, question for you, because I have a Sleep Number bed as well. I'm a former player. Thank you. Shouts out to Sleep Number. Do you sleep with yours reclined up sometime, or you always lay flat?
I'm getting my bed. It's on its way. So I'll say when I tested it out, it was on 30%.
30%.
And I
love
the way it felt with the back tension when it relieves and the cooling on the bed. It's
no
something that I'm excited for. And I can't wait to get my bed.
And another thing, too, let me just give you some insight. You can have it at 30%, or you can put it up at 50, 90, you can put it up at 10. So depending on how your body feels, I love the options to be able to make it firmer or just make it feel like you're sleeping on air. So with that being said, I think it's safe to say, because you're going to get great sleep this season, we will be seeing a lot of Isaiah Pacheco doing numbers, making guys miss, running around people, and scoring touchdowns. So my final question for you. What type of celebrations, and you heard S, plural for I didn't say celebration because you're gonna be celebrating a lot. What type of celebrations, touchdown celebrations, should we expect to see from you? Because that Super Bowl joint was real smooth. So what you got in store for all of us right now this upcoming year?
Hey, I'm gonna do the cha-cha slide on the one time.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit a Jersey Club. You know, we call that the one leg get back.
Uh-huh.
You put one leg in front of the other one. You got get back on it.
Okay.
Then I got another one, y'all. I'm gonna do the Harlem Shake. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go crazy on the Harlem Shake.
You gonna take it old school?
Old school. Okay. Last year I hit him with the Let It Rain, Clear It Out.
Yes, I remember that one. Okay, so hey, for all our listeners, our viewers tuning in, remember Isaiah will be the first NFL game that we all will witness Thursday night against the Detroit Lions. They're in Kansas City. Make sure you tune in, and also make sure you pay attention, because when he do get into the end zone, man, I just hope I'm not playing against you in fantasy that week. I got to check my lineup because I didn't get a chance to draft you. But when you get in the end zone, he just revealed some of his touchdown celebrations for all of us. And you guys heard it here first, All Things Covered. Man, Isaiah, thank you for joining me here on behalf of Sleep Number, second year starting running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champion, Isaiah Pacheco. Thank you.
Thank you. Pleasure having me.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.